And next, let's ask how this affects Toyota dealers. We're going to go to California, where one of every five new cars is a Toyota. Now, some rival dealerships are hoping to capture a lot of that business. Mina Kim, a member station KQED, visited dealerships in the San Francisco Bay Area.
At the Toyota dealership, downtown Toyota in Oakland, salesman Fredun Samim sits at his desk looking out at a showroom that's empty of customers. Samim says the recall and sales halt of eight popular models affects 50% of his inventory, and business has slowed.
Right now we can't even sell nothing. Half of the stuff that we have here, we can't.
His manager, Mohammed Khan, interrupts us and sounds a brighter note.
It's not that. We still have the Prius. We are selling Prius. We have a small car. We are selling small cars.
Khan says he has been getting lots of phone calls from worried customers, and some have come in to get their cars checked. But he says once he's able to explain the situation, they leave feeling reassured. Still, some industry analysts predict Toyota's problems will get worse as customers turn from the brand. According to published reports, the National Automobile Dealers Association estimates U.S. dealerships could lose a combined $2.5 billion a month in revenue. Down the street at Volkswagen of Oakland, General Sales Manager Brady Gibson says he expects plenty of new business.
Should be a huge increase with the Corolla and a Jetta comparison and the Camry and the Passat comparison.
Gibson says his team has been meeting daily to figure out how to capitalize on Toyota's misfortune.
They've built their reputation on reliability. It's been the toughest thing for us as a Volkswagen dealer to compete with. Well, now that might be changing.
Over at the Ford store in San Leandro, General Sales Manager Phil Baltazar says he's already had two customers come in since the recall, saying they'll never buy a Toyota again.
Coming back to American, especially Ford.
The Ford Motor Company is now offering incentives to Toyota owners who want to get rid of their vehicles, $1,000 towards the purchase of a Ford for anyone who trades in a Toyota, Honda, Lexus, Scion, or Acura. Ironically, it's Ford employee Tito Talampas who's first in line. Talampas points to his shiny, white 2009 Toyota Camry parked in the Ford lot with a look of disgust. He says he bought it for his wife, but now she's refusing to drive it, even once it's fixed.
So I've been driving it now.
Do you feel safe driving it?
Not really. Well, how would you feel having that kind of a recall, you know?
Also browsing the Ford lot is Carol Doyle, who's been looking to replace her Honda. She says Toyota's problems with sudden unintended acceleration knock the car maker off her list immediately.
It's deadly, and I have a teenage daughter who is in the car with me, and God forbid, you know, something like that were to happen.
But loyalty to Toyota is still strong among some Californians. Malka Helfman, the lone customer at Berkeley Toyota, says it will take more than an acceleration problem to shake her confidence in the company.
I already own a Toyota Prius, and I love it, so I'm not scared.
Helfman is even nudging her son to consider a Corolla once its problems are fixed. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim.